This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour now, time for our weekly overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio. The research done courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists, the top 10 stories, top 10 people at talkers.com and djvshow.com. The top 10 stories and people will go through them, pick out some of the things that are obviously in need of discussion, and all the ladies from the DJV program always have unique points of view. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. So the charts for the week of February 14th to the 18th are in our focus at number 10 on the story list. The scandals involved, well, there are a lot of scandals all over the place, but the royals certainly have had a lot of attention given to them, mostly Prince Andrew this week. He's number 10 on the people list. The celebrity gossip about Taylor Swift and Jake Gyllenhaal, the fact that Kelly Clarkson has filed to change her name, all that good stuff. Kelly, what was her, what is it to her maiden name?
No, she wants to change it to her middle name,
really?
Which is odd. I didn't quite understand that. She's been Kelly Clarkson since she won American Idol.
And now she wants to be Kelly Brian.
I don't know. That's strange. Is it going to be the Kelly Brienne show on NBC and not the Kelly Clarkson show?
Her husband's name was Blackstock.
So right, she never took his name.
She didn't take it anyway.
No.
This is kind of wacky. Seems to be a little wacky anyway. But then that's celebrity for you. All right, so that's a part of the consideration at number 10. The Prince, do we have any comments about Prince Andrew other than that he's a lech and a pig? What else?
And he's getting off easy, probably.
Well, his mother told him to settle, right? Isn't that where that all came from, that whole business about...
That is the rumor, yeah. That's the rumor. And apparently he's been stripped of all of his patronages, and I think his military medals they've taken away. There is a rumor, if you read the British press, there's a rumor that he's going to be stripped of everything, but I doubt it, because they made the settlement now. It's probably not going to be made public what he paid her. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably, they're hoping it's just going to go away now.
Right.
But, you know, they basically paid for the scandal to go away.
Yeah, go away. Exactly. That's what happens when you have money. Ooh, hooray. Number 9 has to do with the weather. The weather where I am as we're doing this program, I think we have, about 65 degrees and windy. It's melted all the snow. Didn't get all the ice, as I found out. Not the hard way.
The hard way, yeah.
Yeah. But the weather around the country seems to be moderate, shall we say. Not like it has been. But then you go down to Brazil, you see all these mudslides killing 94 people. Lots of people are missing. And this is not summertime. Well, it's sort of the end of summer, getting to the end of summer down there. And floods and mudslides are not the norm. I'm just looking at people and homes and cars in a couple of different cities. Catastrophe. They're all being covered up by these huge mudslides. I mean, we're familiar, Jennifer, with mudslides in California, but they aren't usually as bad as this. This is like almost mud coming out of a volcano.
Yeah, it looks awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, really. All right, that's the comment on number 9. It looked awful. Thank you, Jennifer.
Well, what did you want me to say? I mean, it's awful.
It looked really awful.
No,
you could have said that.
Bad.
It was really awful.
It was really awful.
Really awful. Number 8, some tech stories. There were a number. You want to actually summarize a little bit, if you will, Victoria, of some of the big technology news from the week. I mean, it sort of goes, number 8 goes with number 2, it seems to me. Number 2 is Russia and what's going on in Ukraine, but the hacking going on by the Russians, this is, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm not sure everybody is aware of how deeply entrenched they are. I've suggested on the air, and not lightly, that it's time we take them out. And you know, so what do you do? What do you? How is it that they get away with it? That's what I mean. Everybody knows they're doing it. They knew that they messed with the elections. They've known that Snowden has come up with all kinds of ways to create mischief. But it's more than mischief. It ruins, you know, economic situations and realities for companies. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So why the hell aren't we doing something about it? I guess is the question.
Cybersecurity is the only thing you can do, right? Beefing that up, and that's one of the things. As soon as Biden got into office, he put everybody on notice. If you're a government contractor, I think they gave them 6 months. Not everyone complied with that because it's a lofty ambition. But that was the whole thing. And about government contractors, because now this is what the story is that you're referring to, is that the Department of Defense has warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to break into a slew of companies who are government contractors. And so they've gotten emails, they've gotten unclassified information at this point, but they're looking for weapons technologies, data analytics, vehicle and aircraft design, missile development, software development. Those are the things that they're trying to hack into. And they've been consistent.
Things that they can hold hostage too, and get money for it, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a lot of this
information,
is
money,
sure.
Power. Yep.
Well, it seems to me that we're not doing enough to short circuit them.
Well, but the problem though is it's not that easy to find them. It's easy to say like, oh well, we should just be doing more. It's not like knocking on someone's house and arresting them because you know they're running drugs out of the house. It's not that simple. You know, it is much.
Right,
you know what
analogy.
I'm saying? But,
yeah,
but
yeah,
like that's something where you know the neighbors can say, hey, you know, something suspicious is going on, and you know, and it looks like maybe they're running drugs. Well, okay, that's an easy, you know, black and white kind of issue. But with mm-hmm. when it comes to hacking, and they have in Russia, they have these, they've got the bot farms and the troll farms, and it's so entrenched. It's not easy to pinpoint who's doing what.
Couple that number eight with big tech is social media, which we'll get to some of your comments on our Twitter and Facebook and Instagram line in a few moments with Jay. Also, there's a focus on CNN in here, and I wondered. As I saw that, you know, you hear about, certainly Cuomo has caused them to have a lot of negative attention, Zucker leaving, his girlfriend leaving, there seems to be a lot of discord there and discontent. So I wonder, among all of this, if this was supposedly a way to distract the announcement this week that CNN has set a premiere for the music documentary about Dionne Warwick. Has been, you know, this documentary has been around, I guess, since last year at the Toronto International Film Festival. It did great. And so it's going to be on first on CNN Plus, which is their streaming service. But are they doing a lot of this sort of thing? This doesn't seem newsy, really. This seems something like you'd get on some other channel, not CNN.
A lot of the streaming platforms, Fox has got a pretty successful one called Fox Nation. They do their own originals series. They do in-depth stuff on things that you wouldn't consider to be newsy. You know, it could be mm-hmm. sports or entertainment. I think they're
news
they're
magazine,
trying to do,
right? Isn't that what they
use? Yeah, well, I think they're just trying news to bulk up their content because they're trying to draw people into a platform that they're going to pay extra money for, and so they want to create things of interest that are going to bring people into those platforms.
Well, but
so
you know
I
what?
I think we're going to see more of that.
One of the things you see from all the television networks, and it came about as a result of the focus on the ratings for the Super Bowl and who's actually listening, the age brackets. And so if CNN is trying to get younger viewers, they're not going to do it with a Dionne Warwick documentary. People
my parents
are going
to
watch
this.
Yeah, I'm going
to
watch
But they're
this.
The ones with money to watch it, too, right?
Well, that's the other thing. It's kind of, this is not probably the place for that conversation, but the fact that the advertising agencies are so gaga to get people your age into their grasp to sell them stuff, except people my age are the ones who have all the money. And this, I'm excluded from that, but at any rate, there are a lot of people who, most people, when they get to my age, they've got plenty of dough. And so the advertised people ask this question all the time. And there are agencies and there are some people in the business that are trying to change this reality because there are more people spending more money who are our age than in their 30s and 40s. I think the theory is, though, that you get people when they're young, their brands and stuff, and that's why advertising, especially for cars and things like that, consumables, you get them to buy and find that they like a particular brand when they're younger, they'll stay with it through their lives. So anyway, but the Dionne Warwick thing, back to that for a second, looks like it could. She has a great, great voice. And she also was easy to work with. People liked her. And so all the Grammy stuff. She was the first black woman to win a Grammy for her performances back in 1968. The song was Do You Know the Way to San Jose? I think it was the first song, really big hit that she had, as I recall, being a disc jockey at that time. So anyway, that's coming to CNN Plus, but I wondered that. That's why I brought it up here, whether it was, those are the kinds of things that are smoke screens to take people's attention away from what the reality is of what's going on at CNN. Okay, our relationship with China, number 7, we'll talk about that after this.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosis and colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil drizzle.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So number 7, the focus on our relationship with China, more underscored this week because of all the cheating going on in the Olympics by the various people, the American who decided to be a Chinese competitor, the Chinese kid who's kind of caught in the middle. It doesn't look to me like she was really the mastermind of this, but at any rate, the Olympics are shambles. It's a joke. It's a laughingstock. It's ridiculous, and it's all on the Chinese once again. So is that a pretty good summary of what's going on,
yeah,
ladies?
I have a hard time. I have a hard time watching it. I know Victoria's been paying more attention to it. I feel there's just something so gross about the whole thing. And it's not the athlete's fault. It's the IOC's fault for not changing the location.
Yeah. So how do we react when the IOC, don't we have some, aren't we doing the next Summer Olympics here, like in Los Angeles? Where is the next Summer Olympics?
Los Angeles gets Olympics in 2028.
Okay. So will we be doing, well, I don't know. It just gets used for so much propaganda, especially when it's in places like this. And they, you know, what does the rest of the world think? Is the rest of the world see through it? Is it transparent to see what's up with the Chinese?
I think everybody's aware. I think so.
I hope so, anyway. The Chinese government, man, big bad boobs. It's, what do we have, 21 after the hour now. We'll continue. Up next is what's going on the social media front on The Countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so let's see what we can pull out of our listeners and their focus. Jay Kirshner is here at 23 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review, where the folks on the DJV program take a serious look at the top 10 issues of the week and the people that are making news. And certainly we made reference to Kamila Valieva a few moments ago and the scandal. So what are people saying about this? Is it pretty much a unified course, or do we have different points of view?
No, for the most part, it's unified. Dan Mays says Russia was already banned for doping. Now being caught red-handed gets a pass. Seems like there's something crooked in the works.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Not and wrong so, there.
I wonder if that affects his interest in the Olympics. You wonder about that. If you look at this stuff and, like Jennifer, okay, I've just had, and Victoria, too, had enough. All right, who else is saying what?
Lynn Charlene says, regardless of age, no one should be able to keep competing if they had a positive test. That was one of the things that was said about Kamila, that her age, if she has to take fall for all of this at 15 years old, it's going to cause her all of this emotional damage and everything. So that's what, where Lynn's comment's coming from. Dave Sweeney says, Shikari Richardson deserves an apology.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We agree with that.
Absolutely. And Ramona Martin says, the way the situation is being handled is actually worse than the situation itself.
That's a very interesting comment. And I think I would agree with that. Yeah, the situation is being handled
I just get so disgusted by the favorites. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, well, we can't take Kamila out of the competition because she's 15 and it might do irreparable harm. Well, what about everybody else? And like Adam Rippon said, like, what about the integrity of the Olympics? Well, Isn't that irreparable harm?
What does it say to youngsters who get a pass for cheating, basically?
Yeah, and what just about don't get caught. And even if you get caught, nothing may happen.
And what about the poor kids who are doing it the right way? You know, what does that show them? Like, oh, well, you know, you did it the right way. Shikari Richardson was taken out of contention by our own team. She didn't even get past, like, you know, the Russians knew this girl tested positive. They sent her to the Olympics anyway, hoping no one would find out. I mean, that's essentially what they did. So I wonder, you know, the other two girls who won gold and silver in Camila's place, I wonder if they're going to be subjected now to extra testing. They should. I hate to say that because we don't know. Maybe they didn't do anything wrong, but now there's doubt that's been cast about everybody coming from all of ROC.
The COVID situation. COVID's number one this week again in the story list. So what with the mask mandate being lifted here, there, and everywhere, what are folks saying about that?
Andy Brinkley says in eastern Arkansas, mostly in medical facilities, you have to wear a mask, but everywhere else it's pretty laxed.
Mm-hmm.
Sherry Smith says no masks required in most places in Vicksburg. My mind just went blank. What is MS? Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
Her husband and she both wear masks anyway just because she's high risk. Mm-hmm. And Corey Lang says Delaware had a mask mandate for schools, but that should be done by the end of next month.
Yeah, they're lifting it here in my hometown of Framingham next week. The state of Massachusetts pretty much has lifted it, so the towns are just falling into line. I think that's the case in New Jersey where you are, too, isn't it, Victoria and Jennifer in California?
I want to say March 1st in New Jersey. Yeah. Kids are no longer wearing masks.
We don't have a date yet. It's still all masking all the time.
All right, Russia and the conflict there, what are people saying about that?
John Ackerman says Russia is not going to invade Ukraine. It's just putting on a strongman show for his base.
Hmm.
Melinda Stone says Russia will invade because they think they can get away with it. And Bobby Leopardi says, I hope it's just some kind of bluff, but Putin has lost his mind.
I don't know. But I'm not sure he has.
I don't know about that. He's lost his mind.
I think he's coming. He's coming.
Yeah, right. He got it. Okay, ladies, thank you. We'll pause now. It's 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sunday night, the White House confirmed President Biden has agreed in principle to hold a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, provided Russia does not invade Ukraine. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Vladimir Putin and Biden to attend a summit at de-escalating the Ukraine crisis. Details will be ironed out on Thursday. Ottawa police have cleared out the remaining Freedom Convoy demonstrators on Sunday, ending a 24-day occupation of the city's protest. A total of 191 protesters were arrested and 57 vehicles were towed since Friday. The protests lasted 24 days. Many have called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's actions fascist. Every third Monday in February is designated as President's Day, a federal holiday originally established in 1885 and is generally seen as a day to celebrate all presidents. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I will not pretend this will be painless. There could be impact on our energy prices. So we are taking active steps to alleviate the pressure on our own energy markets and offset raising prices. We're coordinating with major energy consumers and producers. We're prepared to deploy all the tools and authority at our disposal to provide relief at the gas pump.
America is already suffering from record inflation under the Biden administration. And if Russia invades Ukraine, that could cause a big problem moving forward. So says Congressman Glenn Grotham, the Republican from Wisconsin, on Newsmax.
We already have a huge amount of inflation. I think President Biden is doing a horrible job in so many ways. I mean, look at the new border numbers, and you wonder whether he cares, you know, the degree to which he cares about the country at all. But you look right now at M2, the monetary supply, going up at rates more than twice of what we saw in the 70s. And, you know, regardless of what happens in the Ukraine, inflation is going to get worse. Then you put the pressure that's going to put on energy, and it's going to go up even more. No doubt about it. I think you look at some of his nominees for the Federal Reserve, and it looks like he's going to continue this green first policy, which would be a separate thing that is going to cause energy prices to go up.
The controversial Winter Olympics have come to an end in communist China. The Norwegians have captured the most medals, including 16 gold. Their total was 37. I'm Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
1 in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we have 34 after the hour on our overview of the Talkers charts for this past week. I'm Doug Steffen, here with the DJVers that have lots of comments. We've discussed most of these issues during the course of the week, so we bring you our take on the ancillary comparative with the Talk Radio Countdown show that Michael and I do, Michael Harrison and I do it every week, and then we put this companion piece with it so you can hear discussion, maybe some of the stories you didn't get involved in or maybe didn't know much about them, so that's why we do this. So Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner are here. Let's see, number We did enough on China. Number six, the situation with crime, violence in our country. I don't know. Is there anything really new to be said about this? You know, the stats are the stats. And
Sadly, no. I think it's become a really big problem, though.
This stuff. Yeah.
Oh, especially, yeah. And the reason I think more people are talking about it, like a lot of these issues, is because we're going into an election year. And so there's got to be, I think there's been a moderating of message, because a lot of times you had Democrats saying defund the police, you had the squad saying defund the police. They're still doubling down and saying that. And
yeah?
That message,
really?
The squad, yeah. Democrats, a lot of Democrats have moderated, saying, no, we don't want to defund, we want to refund the police. There's been a switch in messaging, certainly, from, like, most Democrats, but the squad.
Most Democrats, as a Democrat here, I can say, most Democrats did not want to defund the police. That was something
that messaging.
Well, but Nancy Pelosi has and Joe Biden at the top of the party have said from the very beginning that they're not in favor of defunding the police. And so Nancy Pelosi doubled down on that this week and said that's not the stance of the party. And it's not. Everyday Democrats do not want to defund the police. It's a ridiculous notion. So now moving funds around and having more social programs and having a better response to things, absolutely. I think everyone should be in favor of that. But you know what I'm saying. The messaging of defund the police means eliminate the police. That's how most people interpret that. That's how the Republicans have run with it.
Ludicrous.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a bad messaging point. But what I'm saying is when you move funds away from the police into social workers, you are by nature actually defunding the police. And that's proving not to be so popular in, I can speak for myself, in cities like Los Angeles and in San Francisco, where they've taken a lot of money away from police and from hiring new officers, and they've implemented vaccine mandates. So you've got forces now that have been decimated because officers have either quit or been fired because of vaccine mandates. You have all of the funding that's been reallocated to social workers going out in the field, and there's a real shortage of police officers. That's not fake. That's not political messaging. It's just truth. There's a real shortage of officers, and in most cases, I know in Los Angeles, there's a hiring freeze. So you can't even hire any new ones, and you don't even have any money to pay them. It's like it's become a really bad problem.
Problems everywhere.
I know.
There are problems. All right, so let's see. Number five, the Durham probe. Somebody dig into that for me. Will you
this
please?
Is so overblown. It's
that's what I thought.
Well, before we look, so John Durham is put on. Remember Robert Mueller and his investigation?
Yeah, number six, sure. By the way, on the people list is Hillary and her connection to John Durham.
So
anyway, go ahead.
Robert Mueller and John Durham are brought in to do essentially the same thing. And I think, unfortunately, politically, people wanted to bring down Robert Mueller just like they want to bring down John Durham. What's more important is what they're finding. And so before we poo-poo things politically, I think it's best just to see what's in his report, which we don't know yet. And so there's a lot of people who want to run with it.
The filing is what people are running with it. And the stuff that's in the filing is not what actually the document said. That's the real problem.
I read through it. So I read, it's 27 pages. It's available anywhere. People can read it if you want. I read through it. There are some serious claims in there, certainly. And there are some problems as the investigation continues. So John Durham was brought in, just to give you some context, to investigate how the story about Trump being in bed and colluding with Russia, remember, that's what they were using to get Trump out of the White House for like 4 years. There was messaging about him working with Vladimir Putin and being his puppet and making deals. It proved to not be true. And so then there was an investigation, a special counsel put in charge of how that story started. And so there have been a few indictments already. Michael Sussman, who is a very powerful Democrat lawyer, who was the lawyer for Hillary Clinton and for others, by the way, has been indicted for lying to FBI agents. Mark Elias is another person who's a Democrat operative, kind of at the highest levels of the DNC, that's also been indicted. Those are the only two formal indictments. But on February 11th, there was a court filing, and there's been no leaking out of John Durham's investigation, and good for him, because there was a ton of leaking out of Robert Mueller's. But there was a court filing on February 11th that said that there was a tech company that had received direct money from the Hillary Clinton campaign that was explicitly pushed out into the court filing, that was spying, whatever the technical term is, I'm forgetting how they put it in the documents, but they were taking in all of the web searches from Trump Tower, from the Trump apartment building, from his residence that he owns, and from the White House. So this continued after Trump was a candidate into the White House. So when Trump said he was being spied upon and everyone said, you're a buffoon, that's impossible, well, now we know that it was actually happening. So who did it? And that's still part of the investigation. A lot of people are making their judgments, and we're not going to do that on this program because we're trying to be fair. But who did it, and why was this company taking money, and who were the tech executives that are mentioned in this report but unnamed? Just called Tech Executive One, basically, is how it's labeled in the report. Who was behind this, and why were they doing it, and for what purpose?
All right, number four has to do with Trump, the investigation January 6th. But more of the information that came out this week, and I'm not sure who, I look at these statements, I look at where they come from, is the accounting firm that released the information actually his accounting firm?
Apparently, before he ran for election,
he was worth $5.8 billion. They say now he's worth $10 billion, and how did he get to go from $5.8 to $10 billion? The suggestion is that he took advantage of being the president. So, Is that just another slice?
What's happening in New York, and that's where this is all coming from, is the district attorney in New York. The Trump Corporation, the reason that this is making headlines is because now a judge has said that Trump and his kids all have to sit for depositions under oath.
And when already?
Because
had.
They have
Eric
found.
Trump already did. Yeah,
because they have found, they've found sufficient evidence of financial fraud. And so that's why they all now have to.
On tax returns?
Trying to fight.
What difference would it make?
Well,
Trump,
no,
for
changing
any other
the
thing?
Value, changing the value of the companies, overinflating the value of their companies is one of their individual properties is another. Another one, tax return stuff is an issue. There's a lot of financial stuff that this is years.
But why is anybody concerned about anything that's his business other than the taxes that he might
illegal.
Have not paid?
What's it's illegal? Not about just taxes
to inflate
unpaid.
Your, are you
Absolutely.
Kidding? You know how many
to secure
people inflate
bank?
Their net worth on bank on the
it's illegal.
Application to buy a, to
Every
have
single
a mortgage
person
to buy a house?
That tries to buy a house.
Yeah, everybody's guilty of that.
There's more to it. We'll see where it goes.
I mean, look, if he did something wrong, if they did, not he, but if they as a corporation did something wrong, then they should be held accountable for it, and certainly I'm sure they will be. But to go into someone's business for inflating, overinflating, you'd be going into every corporation. And Letitia James, who is the AG in New York, made it her business to say she was going to take him down, that she wanted to investigate him.
So,
Trump was not well-liked, I don't think, before he was president,
of course
even
he's
in
not.
New York, right?
So, no, nobody likes him. But he got elected president, so somebody has to have paid attention. But this business about the accountants basically quitting working for him,
well,
does that make
they
a statement?
Quit. Yes, it does. And it made a, it, they said that the last 10 years of statements that they've provided have cannot be relied upon. So
well,
they're falling
them?
On their...
If they're, yeah,
well,
okay.
It's a mix. I mean, they may fall in, they may end up being in trouble as well. But at the same time, they could also probably use the excuse, we only know what our client discloses to us. So there could be that as well. But no, it's not a good look at all when your accounting firm ditches you and says, yeah, don't trust anything we've said to you in the last 10 years.
Great.
That's
not
going
to be good
look.
For business. Yeah. Number three, the economy. And so I look around at the retail sales expectations and the reality for the month of January.
It was a surprising report.
Yeah, rising.
Yeah, I mean, in a good way, you know, more
yeah,
people spending
up.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good
the increase
economy.
In over what the retail sales were for the month before was almost 4%. And that's really unusual for January. And so anyway, consumption is 68% of the economy. Americans are spending, 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 and spending. And with inflation, woo! What's that doing
here? I think that's
going to
be a problem. $5 gasoline in L.A. Yeah.
It's a real problem. Yes,
I filled up yesterday. It was $3.40 in Jersey.
That's
Send
cheap.
Me some, please.
Yeah.
I mean, that's high for Jersey, though. That's very high for Jersey.
The study that looks at people moving into the heartland states, I think that's worth spending a moment on repeating the battle for what is referred to as human capital workers, if you will, people moving and what it's doing. If the people that are on the coastal plain that are moving into the heartland states, certainly taking their talent, their ability to work with them, is that one of the reasons that we're having such a hard time in our neck of the woods, the eastern cities, finding people to work? Is that part
of it? A lot of people did move out of major cities. And, you know, I mean, I have some friends who left Manhattan and they just went to wherever, you know, their families were for childcare because everyone was working from home full time and the kids weren't in school. So, and that happened a lot. A lot of people left major cities and they just moved to closer to where they had family. And now they're staying and they're finding jobs that are full time work from home. So, yeah, I think it's interesting the way it's sort of diversifying the workforce across the country in a little, you know, so it's not just so concentrated in major cities, and I think that's a good thing. But, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. Now, there's also a new law in California. New York City is about to pass their own as well. It's about to go into effect where they have to be fully transparent with what a position pays. Which, if you've ever gone for, I know you guys work for yourselves, but I've had multiple jobs where I've worked for larger companies, and, you know, you go in and you don't know, they don't tell you what the job pays. They try to base it on what you were making, and it's very cloak and dagger, and then you find out that the same job you're doing, the guy next to you is making twice as much. I mean, it's very shady, and so California is now trying to be more transparent. New York is doing that, and that can set the tone for the rest of the country, which can really help bridge that gender wage gap, which is really important.
Kind of same as buying a ticket to someplace on the plane. There isn't one person on the plane that pays
no
the same
No one pays the same price, right.
It's something different. It's really interesting. And the other thing that goes with, I think, the economy is the influence of crypto and how many people have gotten scammed. But the crypto market itself, the number of new coins and all that stuff that is becoming more and more a part, whether you understand it or not, I don't understand it at all. But there are a lot
of... The problem is no one understands it. Very few people really understand what they're doing. And then you see a Super Bowl ad and everyone's like, oh, I got to buy crypto because they feel like they're missing out on something. And most of the time they're getting scammed.
Yeah. Hip, hip, hooray. Okay, the Russians and COVID, number two and number one. I don't know. The Russians, they just keep at it. The hackers, the defense contractors. Well, Israel has asked
Russia.
They're
also bolstering up their military, 150,000 military there.
Well, also, but they've been asked by the Israelis to help get the Israelis out of Ukraine. I thought that was kind of interesting, an acknowledgement of what may be on the front burner pretty quickly. All right, ladies, thank you. The stories have been reviewed by the folks on the DJV program. It's now coming up to 48 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hola, Carla speaking.
Carla's Roofing Company always goes above and beyond.
Yeah, we heard about next week's forecast.
She needs a new foreman to weather a storm of projects.
You mean another full crew before Wednesday? Anita Jose, can you work Wednesday?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. InstantMatch instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, here we are at 53 past the hour. Time for us to run down the top five tech items of the week. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, my cohort, who has done the research and come up with the five big tech stories of the week, starting at number five with the use of Wi-Fi devices. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this came after, we're looking back at the pandemic in multiple ways. And so Comcast did an internet customer survey, and they found that nearly 1 billion devices in their connectivity, in their network, were connected to Wi-Fi in 2021. Now, it makes sense, right? People started working from home. Kids were doing schooling from home. People, if you only had one Wi-Fi router in your house, maybe you needed to add another one to boost the signal. And so the data load that Wi-Fi networks carry is only expected to increase from this point on, as the use of connected devices for health monitoring and streaming and home and smart home tech has only grown. The number of devices connected to Comcast Wi-Fi households increased 12-fold in the last couple of years. Health devices are the fastest growing category. More than 49 million smartwatches and fitness trackers are connected to Wi-Fi, which is a 39-fold increase since 2018. So that's the future. That's where we're headed, more Wi-Fi.
All right, number four on our list is a focus on crypto.
Yeah, romance scampers. They are scamps. Romance scammers made off with a total of $139 million in crypto last year, which is five times more the amount that was stolen in 2020. So this is just in 2021, $139 million in crypto. So crypto payments made up the largest fraction of that was lost to these types of scammers, $547 million lost to scammers in 2021 total. Victims each average just under $10,000 in loss in crypto on average. And again, these are all catfishers. People were dating online. They were lonely. And, you know, the Tinder swindler, that's all you need to do is watch that and see exactly how this scam works. But this is, you know, people need to be a lot more careful when they're online dating.
I consider number three to be good news, Intel buying up a chip maker.
Yeah, Intel this week announced that they've agreed to buy Israel's Tower Semiconductor for $5.4 billion in cash. Now, the reason that this is important is because Intel is America's largest chip maker, and they're seeking to significantly expand their specialty manufacturing capability. As we know, this is a time of surging semiconductor demand. Everyone also kind of wants to make a move away from China. So Israel has a lot of great companies and a lot of tech, and so it's not surprising that Intel would target a smaller tech company, a semiconductor company from Israel. So this is something that they're Intel is really, as we know, we've reported several times, they're opening that big factory in Ohio in the next couple of years, and so they're really beefing up their capability, which we all need. That every company who's involved with semiconductors and chips, they need to focus on this because we're still at a deficit. You know, we're still behind. And we need to be able to come up with more chipsets and more semiconductors, so that's, you know, as we move forward with more tech.
A lot of bootlegging going on in those areas, too. All right, number two on our list of the top five stories this week has to do with the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, so the team announced this week that they had fallen victim to a ransomware attack that encrypted files on their corporate IT network. Now, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed that they have been dealing with the authorities, they've been dealing with the FBI, the operators of Blackbyte ransomware, which is a hacking group. They listed the 49ers as one of their victims on a dark web leak site, and essentially what this site is they make a ransom demand, and then they go on to this site and they publicly shame the victims and force them into paying whatever demands they're extorting. And so the good news is, though, this did not affect ticket holders, which was a concern, obviously, because your information is stored if you're a season ticket holder. And they said nothing connected with Levi's Stadium, the operations or ticket holders was affected. But this, if they had gone to the Super Bowl, which they almost did, then they said that this could have been so much worse with all kinds of, you know, it really complicates the issue a lot more. So thankfully, I guess in this case, they didn't get to the Super Bowl, and but they're still working with the FBI on figuring out how to shore up their systems.
All right, number one, speaking of shoring up systems,
yep.
It's the Russians again. The Russians are coming. Actually, the Russians are here.
Yeah, so the U.S. intelligence community warned that Russia-sponsored hackers have repeatedly attempted to infiltrate computer networks belonging to the Department of Defense contractors. So these are not actual defense, it's not the defense agency, it's government contractors in the private sector who have not beefed up their cybersecurity enough, and so the Russians have repeatedly tried to break into numerous companies.
Yeah, I think we should just wipe them out. All right. That'll solve everything, right? It's 59 past the hour. You've been listening to the top five items on the countdown sheet from the world of technology. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.